Florida's community health centers have their headquarters here in Tallahassee. At the Florida Association of Community Health Centers office Monday, Diane Smerling and her certified application counselor, Ben Browning, are fighting with healthcare.gov.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I'm Lynn.
Lynn, Diane.
Greetings. Nice to meet you.
We're having fun with frozen computers.
For the past few minutes, Diane and Ben have been trying to log on to the Federal Health Insurance Exchange website, but it keeps going down. So while they wait for it to come back up, Diane begins to talk about why she's waited until the last day to sign up for health insurance.
I wasn't understanding the website, and I didn't realize that I could have an in-person appointment until, like, last week. So and situations have changed in my living situation, so.
Diane retired early from her job with the state of Florida and is now uninsured. She could have extended her state health insurance plan, but she says that would have drained her savings.
I can't take the risk of having my retirement funds depleted based on one incident, and also COBRA, compared to COBRA. There was no way. When I was told it was going to be $600 a month for me just by myself.
So Smerling says she's now looking at healthcare.gov, where she'd pay an estimated $169 a month for family coverage. Still high, but better than paying the COBRA cost. As a certified application counselor, Browning has been trying to guide Smerling and others throughout the enrollment process. He admits it's a bit challenging with the website on the fritz, but it's worth it.
It's been pretty hectic the past few days. I've been answering questions for months. You know, everybody has their own situation, and it's just a matter of being able to walk through the process and have the patience to make it all the way through to the end and, you know, get covered so that when that thing does happen, that will happen, you're able to afford it and you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to file for bankruptcy.
And as part of that, you know, Florida had an expectation of around $440,000. That was a done deal.
Andrew Berman is president and CEO of the Florida Association of Community Health Centers. He says the increased traffic on the last day of open enrollment is contributing to the hiccups. The federal government has already extended the deadline for people who start but don't complete enrollment before midnight Monday. Berman says he's optimistic about numbers showing Florida has been a national leader when it comes to ACA enrollments, surpassing 440,000 at the beginning of the month.
So that's a good sign. It shows that the need is there, that people are trying to get enrolled and signed on, and our job is to help them in any way possible.
Berman is also looking at data that he says shows about 87% of the more than 6 million people who have signed up for insurance through healthcare.gov have paid their first month premiums. That means their insurance is active. But even after Monday, when the time for people to sign up for health insurance and avoid financial penalties is over, there will still be about 40 million Americans, about a million of them living in Florida, without health insurance. Many of those remaining uninsured would have qualified for Medicaid under the health law's optional eligibility expansion. But Florida is one of many states that hasn't taken the federal Medicaid expansion money. Berman's still hopeful, though.
This is a glass half full. We have to fill the rest of it. But we need help. We need states to understand the value of this. And the value of this isn't about the money. It's about people. It's about coverage of people, period.
And he says even after Monday's deadline, his certified application counselors will still be on the job helping people enroll. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.